What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. Welcome back to motherfucking season 3 of the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man. That's right. Episode 2, I ain't came up with a name for this motherfucker yet, man. But by the time you start watching this motherfucker, man, it'll be right there at the bottom of the screen. But today, man, I got a lot of shit. Well, I ain't got a lot of shit because I don't want to make it sound like I got a motherfucking book I'm about to motherfucking read to you. I got some shit I want to talk to y'all about, man. But before I get into that shit, man, I want to tell y'all about a conversation I had with my partner the other day, because you know I'm always sharing conversations and shit. Well, at least the ones I can share with their approval, man. But anyway, man, one of my partners hit me up, man. The crazy thing about it, because my partner about to get married and shit. But he hit me up the other day, man. It just so happened, man, I had to be in here, motherfucker, doing clothes and shit. So he called me. He was like, man, what you got going on, man? I was like, shit, man, in here folding clothes and shit. He was like, man, goddamn, you fold clothes too? I told him, nigga, I do it all. Nigga, I fold clothes, cook, clean, all that shit, man. I do everything I was doing prior to me and my motherfucking wife getting together, man. See, man, I ain't stopped that shit. Fuck that, man. Because I told him, man, he gonna fuck around and become an anglerfish, man. An anglerfish. Look, my wife said I'd be mispronouncing it, but it's right here. But anyway, man, I told him he was gonna be an anglerfish. But look, man, before I get into why I told him that, I had did an episode in season 1 called The Animal Planet. It was episode 6. And I talked about this anglerfish, man. And the reason I talk about it, because it's kind of similar to a lot of relationships people find themselves in. And it had to do with this particular fish, man. Back in the 1900s, man, these motherfucking scientists that motherfucking like to categorize fish, they had came upon this fish, man. And so they were studying this shit, man. They had studied it for a minute, man. But they started noticing that all they could find was female fish and shit. So they was thinking like they must kill the male fish off after, but still that don't answer questions, because why is it ain't nothing but females, man? So later on in 1922, man, look, I love this shit, man. I love animal planet stuff. Man, they got them, was studying the fish again and realized that the fish had looked like a baby on the bottom of his stomach. But they was wondering why was the baby at the bottom of his stomach, and maybe it was just holding on to shit. Until they did further studies and realized that wasn't a baby fish. That was the male fish they had been looking for all that time. That's right. The motherfucking male fish had them became attached to the motherfucking woman. You see, what the male fish do is when they want to fall in love with somebody, they'll salt them out and then they'll bite onto the motherfucking female fish and just cling on to her. Look, the nigga cling on to her so long that he'll lose all his organs, everything that goddamn helped him before he found her. He just lose it all. His eyes, his felt, whatever got go with, they all gone. Legs, all that shit gone. Ain't nothing left but his motherfucking organisms and shit. And it was that he became a lump of her side. He became a part of her. And so that's why they couldn't ever find the male fish, because the male fish would bite onto these motherfuckers and suck all the nutrients, but not enough to kill the woman, just enough that he could stay there long enough. And so that's why I told my partner that, man. I told him, man, see, man, you can't goddamn get with these women and start becoming anglerfish males and shit. And they don't just go for males. They can go for a female, too. You know a motherfucker, like, when you ain't with a motherfucker, when you by yourself, you pay your bills, you cook, you clean, you do all the shit you need to do for your motherfucking self. But then when you get in these relationships, you become a slacker. I hear a lot of these motherfuckers talking about 50-50. I don't want 50-50 from shit. I want the same 100% you was giving yourself before we moved in together. I want that shit while we together, because that's what I'm bringing. Shit, me and my motherfucking wife, look, man, we both pay the bills, the same bill, the same month. That means if the whatever bill due, we pay that bill twice. Because we ain't bringing no 50, man, it's 100%, man. But yeah, I told my partner that shit, man. I was like, man, you can't become no goddamn anglerfish, man. You know, goddamn losing all your motherfucking abilities to motherfucking live on your own. Now that you with a woman, you don't want to do shit. You don't forgot how to cook and clean and do all that shit. But when you wasn't with her, you was doing that shit. Well, at least I hope you was. Maybe again, that's probably why a lot of motherfuckers get with these women, or women get with these men, because they ain't doing what they need to do. Because I believe if you was only bringing 50% in your own life, then I know the reason why you want to get with me. Because you need my other 50%. But look here, I need all my 100. I can't be splitting that shit. Hey, we got to go in this shit all the way together. But yeah, man, that's what I had told my partner, though, man. It was kind of tripped out, man. But if y'all want to check that out, man, go back and check out motherfucking season 1, man, episode 6 called Animal Planet, man. That's some real shit, man. Because I see it happen, man. Motherfucker get with motherfuckers, bro, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucker just shut down on you. Don't even got them. Look, before you got with a motherfucker playing all the parts they needed to play. Now you done moved in with this motherfucker done shut down, don't do nothing. You trying to figure out where this motherfucker done went. He done came a lump on your side. You don't even recognize him no more because you just think it's you by yourself. Because that's how you feel. But you really got a lump on your side. But you won't get rid of that motherfucker though. You know what I'm saying? You ain't like that fish in the water. You can get rid of that lump on your side, but you choose to keep acting like, oh, you know it's going to get better. Hey, they going to get on their feet. Bitch, nah, because they going to be using your feet. But anyway, man, look, that's why I tell my partner, man, you know, because I tell you, man, you have to be careful about who you fucking with, man. Yo, fuck that 50-50, man. 100 motherfucking percent, man. I need all of you. I need everything that you could bring to this motherfucking table, man. And I don't expect nothing less, man, because I know she don't expect nothing less out of me. And that's with anybody I fuck with. And that's really why I don't fuck with a whole lot of people. Because you'll seem to find that a nigga have a whole lot of energy when it come to meeting you and thinking they can goddamn benefit from fuck with you. But then when they realize you ain't giving it out that fast, they'll slowly goddamn digress and become who the fuck they really are. That 50% type motherfucker. And that's the reason they trying to get with you, acting like they bringing something to the table. Man, you ain't bringing nothing to the table. Look here, matter of fact, I don't even, look here. Anyway, man, I ain't gonna keep getting on that because I got some other shit that I want to talk about, man. And it's like, kind of go with that shit. Like, man, look, people, man, you don't have to, sometimes you don't have to give a fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man, sometimes you don't have to give a fuck, man. And you need to stop. And people, man, I be seeing motherfuckers, everybody be acting like they give a fuck about everything, man. But really, people don't give a fuck, man. Man, people don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you, because I don't give a fuck sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you, and it's okay not to give a fuck sometimes, man. Sometimes you just want to get on about your business, man. You don't want to have to look out for the next motherfucker, man. And it's okay, man, because it's your choice. Because I believe if you do everything you need to do to get your shit together, man, then, hey, man, shit, man. Sometimes you ain't got, man. I see motherfuckers, all the time you see, they act like they give a fuck about every motherfucking thing, man. Motherfucker don't give a fuck about nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? All these motherfuckers out here homeless, man. Motherfucker really gave a fuck, man. Wouldn't be no homeless people out here, man. Man, I just seen the government pay motherfucker to stay in the house. I just seen the government pay motherfucker to stay. Don't come outside for some years. Motherfucker still getting paid. But you can't find nothing to help these people out here, man. Some of these people got mental illnesses and shit. I told you, because people don't give a fuck, man. People don't give a fuck, man. Hey, until it really got something to do with they fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I tell you, man, but it's okay, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You just cannot give a fuck about everything, though. You just can't give a... Look, the shit that you need to be doing, man, you need to give a fuck. You need to be giving a fuck about everything you need to be doing in your life, man, to get your shit together, man. But you ain't got to give a fuck about everything going on in the world. I mean, like, goddamn. How can you enjoy the progress in your life when you looking at the digress in the fucking world, man? Ooh, boy, did I just say that? Baby, did I make a word up? Oh, I don't think I did. I just told, man, I'm just telling y'all, man. I'm telling you, man, and that's what I'm just saying. Like, man, this is life, man. This is like, it's shit, man. Every day you wake up, man, it's going to be something, man. Every day, man. And how can you give a fuck about everything every day that be going on, man? It's impossible. Hey, look, I ain't saying you can't do it, but then that explained to me why you don't give a fuck about yourself. Because you too much giving too much of your time to giving a fuck about everything that got something else to do other than with yourself. So that's why I tell you, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I tell motherfuckers, man, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, man. Look, if a grown man that's physically able to get up off his ass ain't got what he need to have out here in this world and he ain't got no mental illness that's affecting him from getting a motherfucking job and doing what he need to do, I don't give a fuck if he don't eat. Man, I tell a nigga to me, I go to the store, man, look here, don't get me wrong, man, you know I do shit respectfully, man. Motherfucker asked me for something, I said, man, I ain't got nobody credit card, man. Shit, niggas done got so good with that shit. These niggas got the goddamn little swipe card. Nigga pulled out, he said, I got a swipe. I said, what the fuck? How the fuck you ain't got no money, but you got a goddamn card reader? Bitch, and you think I'm finna put my, boy, you done lost your goddamn mind. Because he don't give a fuck, so why should I? Man, he don't give a fuck to waste my goddamn time. So why should I give a fuck about giving him, man, y'all, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, I don't. And that's why my life be so much motherfucker, man. Because like I said, man, I watch the news, man, to be informed, not influenced. Man, I don't give a fuck what's going on that TV, man. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me and my motherfucking life and my motherfucking wife. Other than me knowing I need to be safe when we out here in the motherfucking streets. But man, that ain't gonna be the reason I ain't paying my bills, man.
ain't nothing going on that TV gonna be the reason why, oh man, I'm fucked up. Oh, you know, man, because of this and because of that, man, you know, I ain't got my shit together. Oh man, look here, man, like I tell a motherfucker, man, every day you get a chance to make a better choice. But you can't just be giving a fuck about everything that be going on in the world, people. And it's okay not to, man. Sometimes you got to focus on yourself. Sometimes you got to got them just sit back, man, and got them realize, man, it's more than what the fuck going on that's really going on. If I said that right, if I didn't, man, it's because I'm smoking this weed. But what I'm really trying to say, man, is, man, you ain't really got that much shit going on in your life, man. You ain't really got that much shit going on in your life, man. If you sat down, man, and just looked at all your problems, man, you ain't really got nothing but a mental, a physical, a spiritual problem. All that other shit belong to the world or belong to the motherfuckers you keep allowing in your house that's leaving it on your motherfucking doorstep. Bitch, please, I don't give a fuck. Because like I said, man, we all get a chance every day to make a better motherfucking choice, man. I just refuse to give up on making a better choice, man. Because I tell you all the time, man, do right, man, when shit going wrong and shit going to go right for you. I don't give a fuck what's going on in this world, man. I'm going to keep doing what's right. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what nobody talk about. I don't give a fuck what nobody. Look, if it's right for me and my wife and what we got going on and it don't affect nobody around us, man. Man, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm telling you, and I know it because I live in the building, man, and I don't walk hard because I don't want to disturb the people up under me. That's how much motherfucking, I'm telling you, man, because I give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But some shit I just don't give a fuck about, man. I'm telling you. Shit, because what can I do about it? Shit, let me do what I need to be doing to get my shit together. Then I might start giving a fuck about a little more shit than I need to be giving a fuck about. But right now, shit, man, it's just about me and what I need to be doing to get my shit together. Because my wife doing the same thing. See, I ain't got to be focused on her and she ain't got to be focused on me. We got to be focused on the motherfucking mission. So, yeah, man, like I told y'all, man, you know, I just wanted to come goddamn fuck with y'all, man. You know, this goddamn season 3, man. So, we got episodes after episodes. Well, we ain't got that many episodes. I'm only doing 10 of these motherfuckers, man, because I got some shit that I need to be doing, man. And it ain't like what this I'm doing here affecting what I'll be doing, because I do that and this and do that and more and whatever. Because I just keep doing what I need to be doing, man, and that's what's right. And what's right, man? It's sitting back, relaxing, man. Stop giving a fuck about everything that go on your TV or everything that come through. As a matter of fact, man, just stop even listen. I'm telling you, man, I don't even do no negative shit, bro. Period. I don't even do negativity at all. I don't talk about it. I don't listen to it. I don't speak about it, man. I don't get into that shit, man. I'm telling you, man, I can't do nothing with no negative energy, man. And I damn sure can't do nothing with it around me. So that's why, man, I don't tell you off the gate, man. Because the people, man, people that bring you negative energy are negative people, man. You know, fuck how positive it was 2-3 days before that. If a motherfucker bring you some negative information, man, they negative. They negative, man. Because I heard a nigga say that, like a nigga said the other day, I think Lil Roddy Rich, Lil Young Dude, man, said the other day, man. Hey, people that harbor negative energy, man, that speak about it, talk about it, move with it, man, they negative. I don't give a fuck with that shit, man. Because people that positive, man, don't talk about no negative shit, man. And I'm a positive motherfucker, man, I'm telling you. Because I don't give a fuck about everything that y'all give a fuck about. But look, man, like I said, man, y'all know I just come here for a short time, man. Because like I tell y'all, man, this is a disclaimer in my shit. Look, I can't change y'all life, man. Only y'all can do that. I'm just sitting here talking a lot of shit, man, giving you a lot of good information, man, about the shit that you got to stop doing. See, I'm here, man, to goddamn focus on the problem. And the problem is your mindset. Because I know I can't change your life. And I ain't even finna be fooled into thinking I can do that. And I ain't finna fool you into thinking that I'm going to do that, man. Because I ain't going to never give up on you. Because you're going to be too busy giving up on yourself. And what am I to do after that? So like I said, man, this is the end of the motherfucking show, man. I came to drop this shit on y'all, man. The 1-2 hitter quitter. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, until next time, man. Y'all stay positive. Y'all stay motivated. And y'all stay positive. Y'all stay motivated. Whatever the fuck it is, man. I got high. That's that. Another one. Peace.